Welcome to another Neil's Minutes. The last couple of weeks, God has been asking me some questions, and they're new questions, and we haven't heard them before, but maybe time to get a renewal. The first question he asked me is, where does it say that I will heal your land if you ask forgiveness? And I went, well, it doesn't. It says, if we'll humble ourselves, seek your face, and repent, turn from our wicked ways, then you will answer. And I thought, how did we come to the place where we believe that if we just keep asking him forgiveness and then sing to him, he's going to restore our land? And when I said those words to him, and he says, so where did I ever did I say that you could change discipleship to worship music? If you worship me enough, then you've got to be in the right place with me, and you don't have to disciple. We call Matthew 28:18-20 the Great Commission, and yet we come together in our churches and we talk about it, but for the most part we don't do it. Instead, we come together and we worship and we talk about it, and then we go home and think, well, my worship is a legal substitute for obedience to go make disciples. When I was talking to him about that, he goes, remember the scriptures, son. I don't change. There is no shadow of turning for me. So, if you want my favor, you have to quit manipulating my word. And then he says, so where did I say that being a witness of me would be to hold gatherings in the streets and worship me? What does it mean to be a witness of me, Neil? What was it my word said before it was changed to something that was easier? Well, we have actually changed witness to prayer also. If I just have enough prayer meetings and I gather enough people praying, that's being a witness. And he says, where did I say that? Where was it that I made intercession a specific calling? I think in my word that I've said that everyone should pray all the time, without ceasing, with never surrendering. It's supposed to be a continuous thing. It's a communication. We've made it into petition the reality is we believe we're being a witness because we pray all the time. And where is it that I said that if you can just get more people praying, it'll make me come? Well, we've lost our country. We are no longer a Christian country. We're a post-Christian era. And all the things that we've done evidently didn't move God's heart to keep us from an encounter with He and His kingdom, which never changes. What does it mean to be a witness? Does it mean to pray? I think that's just the foundation for being the witness. I think it's a foundation for making disciples. I think it's a foundation for forgiveness. Anyway, I find it interesting that he's been saying this stuff to me, and he keeps going back over it, and I keep wondering, what is it? And He said, I've got one more. He says, where was it that I told you to have people come to you if they needed salvation? Didn't I say for you to go make disciples, go be a witness, go heal the sick, go cast out demons, go and show them the Father? Not come, don't bid them to come, go. I run into people all the time that they're afraid of their neighbor. They're afraid to go. They're afraid they won't have the answers. Well, I think that is one of the deceptions about go. You're not supposed to have the answer. Jesus has the answer. And the only way you're going to find out how to walk in being the answer and being a witness and making disciples and spreading his name is if you do it. So, I don't know how this sounds. I'm not sure yet. He still is asking me these questions, but he keeps putting little thoughts in my head about what it actually says, and then asking me, why do you think that this is an answer and that this will suffice instead of going? Because all of God's word from beginning to end was his people were supposed to go to all the world and show the people who he is and show who he wants us to be. Show us show the world his salvation. Not talk about it, not read scriptures to them and say, this is what the book says. No, but bring the salvation that the book says, talks about, into their presence in a real way. That it means something, that it actually changes their life, that his presence shows. People keep telling me some in church meetings, yeah, his presence is here. Well, of course his presence is here because we're here, but what is that? What does that mean? We're supposed to glory in his presence, or we're supposed to touch somebody and cause them to know freedom from their enemy? I just, I don't think I have any place else to go with this, but we need to start asking ourselves questions, and that is, what does Scripture say? What does Jesus say about Scripture? What does Jesus say through Scripture? And what are we doing to keep ourselves in a comfort zone and lie to ourselves that we're being obedient? You know, we're being obedient because we gather together and we pray. We're being obedient because we gather together and we have great song services. We're being obedient because we heard a good message. I don't think God is going to honor those thoughts. God is looking for a church that is without spot or wrinkle. And if you're without a spot or wrinkle, then you have to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. You search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life. And there, to do one thing, guide him to him. He's the eternal life. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you find eternal life, but these are a testimony of me. How do we overcome the devil? The word of a testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Well, what's our testimony? Show me. Show those that are around you. Show those at work. What is your testimony of Jesus at work? What is your testimony of Jesus at school? What is your testimony in your neighborhood? So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. I think God has been saying to me for the last month one simple statement. When he asked me those questions, he's asking me the same thing that I'm asking you. show me how what we're doing is obedience to the commands of Christ and revealing Jesus to our lives in all that we are and all that we do.